The Union League is getting ready for the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia this summer by creating an exhibition of all the major political conventions the city's hosted. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports 11 conventions representing five political parties have been set in Philadelphia.
There have been conventions for the Democratic Party, the Progressive Party, the Whigs, the American Nativists, which was a party opposed to Catholic immigrants, from which the Republican Party split in 1856. Those renegade Republicans held their first national convention in Philadelphia. The lower floor of the Union League building on Broad Street has a small but dense exhibition called Sweep the Country, Political Conventions in Philadelphia. Covers a lot of ground in one room, outlining major campaign issues, political infighting, and logistics involved with the 11 conventions here. Take 1936, when the city's Republican mayor pushed to host the Democratic convention because he saw it as a matter of dollars and cents. Curator Jim Mundy says that with the Great Depression still lingering, then-Mayor S. Davis Wilson realized national conventions bring in a lot of money.
He was also wise enough to realize that political conventions, they're not dry, shall we say. And at this point, Philadelphia still had blue laws that prohibited the purchasing of alcohol on Sundays. And so one of the compromises that Davis made is that they suspended the blue laws on Sundays while the Democrats were in Philadelphia.
Conventions in Philadelphia have been held in a variety of halls, including the Old Chinese Museum at 9th and Sansom, the Academy of Music on Broad Street, the Music Hall in Washington Square. In the summer of 1948, the Municipal Auditorium in West Philadelphia hosted all three national parties of the time, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Progressives. It was one of the hottest summers on record, and the municipal auditorium had no air conditioning. So the city set up huge blocks of ice in front of fans to blow cold air on tens of thousands of people. Mundy says it didn't work.
Because of the temperature conditions inside municipal auditorium, the party swore they would never come back to Philadelphia again. And they didn't until 2000, so it took 52 years. You know, people have long memories, right?
The exhibition has an empty spot on the wall for the city's 12th convention, the Democratic National Convention in July, from which it will host a new batch of material and immediately put it on display. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.